I love Tuesdays. We're talking food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
Now, Kevin, Alex, I'm in my third trimester, and these pregnancy cravings have been hitting hard, and they have been hitting heavy. So I decided to challenge Alex a little bit and ask her where I could find some of my favorite cravings locally.
You know, I like
maybe an elevated option, something a little bit fun. Alex, you're plugged into all the best local spots here in Connecticut. So what'd you come up with?
This is super fun because your cravings are obviously hitting. One of Jenna's big cravings that she told me about was Taco Bell chips and nacho cheese. A little bit more elevated version on this is happening at Eli's Restaurant in Hamden. Now, they have locations also in Brantford and Orange as well, but they switched up their nachos, and I thought this would match with Jenna's cravings. They use their own house-made white queso. They layer it on a tray, jalapeno, scallions, guac and sour cream. Some pico was on there, too. It was warm, creamy, perfect for that craving, Jenna. Mm.
That sounds really good.
That sounds unbelievable, actually, and I'm not even pregnant either.
Another great one that Jenna had was grilled chicken Caesar salad in a wrap. But then she also mentioned to me about a salad on a pizza, which I loved. So I got two places for you. Christo's in Wallingford has an amazing Caesar wrap. It's cute. It's actually called the Caesar's Palace wrap. Grilled chicken loaded into a wrap, romaine lettuce, shaved parm, drizzle of nice creamy Caesar dressing, and then they serve it with a side of fries. Perfect for dipping into that extra dressing.
Yummy.
Nice.
I don't know why it's the Caesar salad craving. I have no idea which part of it I really need. But when you put all those ingredients together, it just hits.
Yeah.
It slaps.
Nice.
And as for that salad pizza, Colony Grill, which has many locations, but here in Connecticut, they're in Milford, Stamford, Fairfield, and Norwalk. They have a salad pizza that is to die for. It's their signature Colony Crust, baked with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt, and they top it with mixed greens, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, and carrots, and they toss that in a nice balsamic vinaigrette.
Yum.
I love Colony pizza and I love the hot oil pizza, but a little pro tip hack is to get the salad pizza and get the hot oil on the side and use it as a dressing on the salad.
Oh my gosh, that sounds great. Ooh. Yeah, a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
New craving unlocked. Another one that Jenna put on here was her pepperoncini peppers and subs. So my go-to deli growing up in North Haven is Liuzzi's Gourmet Food Market. They have a built-to-order sandwich or pre-made sandwiches to go. They offer a great deli selection as well. Definitely has your peppers in there, all the nice salty meats to layer on top. You can grab a nice cold drink, maybe some chips on your way out.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, I thought I reached a low in my life when I was eating pepperoncini straight from the jar. But then as I did it, I was like, wait, this is the highest moment of my life. This is amazing. Something about the spice and the crunch.
Yeah, yeah.
The last savory one you gave me was avocado toast, and I love this one. I once was a huge avocado kick, so I could totally get the craving for some creamy avocado. And there's a bakery we have. It's called G Cafe. They have three separate locations in New Haven. I know they have another spot in Brantford. They serve a whole menu section of just toast. They have that smoked salmon toast. They have avocado toast that you're craving. They top that with bacon, poached eggs. They have a vegan avocado toast, arugula, tomatoes, olive oil. They even have a mousse avocado toast, so fresh mozzarella, tomato, and basil.
Wow, I never thought to add mozzarella to my avocado toast. Oh, yeah. That's a good twist.
That sounds good. I'll be honest, I'm starting to get cravings talking about food on a Tuesday with CT Food Girly. Alex, you can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
See, even you can have some sympathy cravings, Kevin. So basically, I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy and the cravings are just hitting often. They're not as strange as you think they are. But I was curious to know, are there any fun local spots here in Connecticut that could kind of help me curb my craving with their menu items? So thankfully, we know Alex, CT Food Girly, and Alex, we're going to talk now about the sweet stuff. So the chocolate and you know, not that I need to be pregnant to crave that anyway.
More of a sweet tooth, yeah.
Yeah, Jenna, when you told me you were craving fresh chocolate chip cookies, I knew I had to introduce you to Pasta Velst in Guilford. Every day, they make the most amazing, warm, and chewy chocolate chip cookies. You can buy a whole case, take a couple to go, pop them in the warmer for you if you want. It's a mouth-watering moment. They also serve amazing pasta dishes and pizza if you want to keep that deliciousness flowing.
That place probably smells awesome between the pizza and the chocolate
and the
chip cookies.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially when you go to some of these places and the cookies have been out and they're maybe a little bit harder and break. At least at Pasta a Vest, they'll pop them in the warmer, get all the little chocolate chips nice and milky.
Mm. Yum.
You also mentioned that you're craving classic milk tea, bubble tea, boba tea. My go-to spot for bubble tea is Loose Leaf. They have a new one in Hamden that just opened up. They're also in Wallingford. They're in New Haven, too. They have your classic milk tea, organic matcha. They even have Vietnamese drip coffee as well. I like the iced strawberry matcha latte.
Oh, I'm going to take that. Yeah, I'm going to take that note down because that sounds delicious. Strawberry and matcha.
Really good combination. Jenna also mentioned that she loves Rocky Road ice cream. And there's this amazing concept. It's called Micro Creamery, where they serve hundreds of flavors of ice cream from different creameries in our state. They have a delicious Rocky Road, so that's chocolate ice cream, marshmallows, and those salty pecans. You can also get a banana split, a sundae, even an ice cream nachos here, hot caramel and caramel.
Kevin, I have to be right back. I'm going to make a quick pit stop. I promise I'll bring you something.
Ice cream nachos, I've never heard of before, but now I need to have those.
So good. Another thing that Jenna loves is ice cold lemonade. So every once in a while, my dad and I go eat at Dino's Seafood in North Haven. They have amazing fried seafood, great tartar sauce to pair with that. We always share a big glass of their Grapeade, and I do know that they carry ice cold lemonade in the back there as well. It probably pairs perfectly with that hot seafood and fries.
And I've been like kind of eating seafood, you know, little by little. Fried stuff mostly. Yeah. And I like the idea of that lemonade with the like fried shrimp or something.
Yeah, it washes it down. It's refreshing.
Good. Yeah.
Salty and sweet. The last one that Jenna told me about is peppermint white mocha drink, similar to what Starbucks is pumping out. And right here in Wallingford, there's a newly opened Cafe Luca Bell that was serving up a Candy Cane Lane drink. It's peppermint mocha latte, topped with peppermint bark and whipped cream. They're offering it hot or cold. And with today's weather, I suggest we all go get a hot one.
That sounds great. Baby girl loved some peppermint white mocha around the holidays. And that craving is still carrying over. And I'm like, well, honey, we're going to run out of time. You know? Yeah. So I'm happy that there's a spot near me where I can pick it up. No problem.
But she was feeling festive.
These are all awesome. So are you satisfied with all these cravings that CT Food really gave us, Jenna?
I'm excited. I'm like kind of sad my pregnancy is almost over because now I feel like I can't indulge as much.
Yeah.
And I just found out about these spots. So I got to get on the ball and like go visit these places.
Yeah. And we'll put up a list at star999.com. Maybe somebody else out there is pregnant and having the same cravings. All right, Alex, thanks so much. CT Food Girly, find her on Instagram. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.